and I remembering the difficulty in getting And Still the Waters Run published because of the names of ordinary grafters and the names of people in high positions who also were implicated in this unholy business. I thought that if I would write the history of a small town and the reason why perhaps that I became interested in a small town was that one of the courses I took required, maybe I was an undergraduate, I don't know, at the University of Oklahoma, required a biography of one's hometown. And I did learn something about Marshall and in that term theme. So I thought it would be nice to write a history of a small town like Marshall. But instead of using the real people that I knew so well in Marshall, that I would have fictitious characters. They would all be real people from outside, like Dennis Flynn and Roy Cashin and so forth. They would all be real people. But the people in my town would not be real people. They would be fictitious characters, and the events would happen in Marshall or any town. They all happened, but they didn't all happen in Marshall. Well, I made my application for the fellowship, and Mr. Knopf wrote to Dr. Dale and asked him if that would really be a history. And Dr. Dale, of course, said it would, because that was the kind of writing that Dr. Dale liked best. And Dr. Dale didn't like to tell nasty things about living people anyway and make himself unpopular. And so he said, yes, that would be a real history. And so that year I won the history fellowship from Knopf. And that was the reason why that I wrote Prairie City. Now, Mr. Knopf never objected to but one little item in my book that he felt I couldn't prove. And I did leave that out willingly. But otherwise, it went just the way that I had written it. And I stated in my preface, but people don't read the preface, I stated in my preface that it was not the history of my own town, that I put the location and the dates and such statistics as population, I used my own town because it was more convenient. But aside from that, the events occurred in this part of Oklahoma, except one or two things that occurred outside. And I mentioned the things that occurred outside. For instance, about the pony that wouldn't eat corn or oats because he got so sick of eating corn or oats. He just wanted to be tied out and eat good old prairie grass. Now, my mother told that story about western Kansas, but I stated that in the preface. So that's the reason why that I wrote Prairie City.